laughter, and doing lightheaded behavior on Tisha B'Av. May one play games, may one hold a baby, may one play with Berelach known as acorns. Must we be so serious on Tisha B'Av and negate any and all types of entertainment? Or is there room to loosen up a little bit and not be so tense and serious? So naturally, amongst most communities around the world, Tisha B'Av is an extremely serious day, a sad day, in which people understand on their own, without needing there to be a halacha written on the subject, that it's not a time for laughter, for frivolity, for playing games, for entertainment. However, there are other communities which chip a little off from the seriousness of the day and are more lenient with laid-back behavior. What is the proper approach? So we find recorded in the Mishmeres Shalim of Kudinov, who was a Chassidus Rav in the 1800s, that laughing and frivol behavior is forbidden on Tisha B'Av, and he adds further in the name of Rav Pinchas of Karetz, in the name of the Baal Shem Tov, that it is actually physically dangerous to do so. And he writes, V'chein Re'isi, that so I saw from my forefathers, that they were very, very careful in this, and not to lengthen, God forbid, in matters of tragedy, but there's a story, a very tragic story, recorded in the Sefer Ish Tzaddik of the memoirs of Rav Aryeh Levin. From the story, which we will not mention, it is understood the grave seriousness and the warning of the Baal Shem Tov that laughter and frivol behavior on this day can lead, God forbid, to sakanas nefashis. Accordingly, the custom of playing with Berelach, throwing acorns around the shul and at each other, and sometimes hitting people's eyes and disturbing the people from St. Kinnis or from Eicha, based on all the above, is to be completely negated. And so explicitly write the Kitzur Shlo, the El Yerabba, the Chaya Adam, the Mishnah Berurah, from which it's understood, by the way, that this was a widespread custom in Ashkenazi communities, even before the spread of Chassidism. And this is not specifically a Hasidic custom, and they all negate the above practice. Nonetheless, it's recorded in Teres Menachem, the Rebbe says that in Lubavitch they would play with Berelach on Tisha B'Av, and he writes that it was not exactly against the spirit of the sages. It's unclear, however, from there as to whether this is referring to small children and them playing amongst themselves, or them throwing it around the shul and disturbing the adults, but most certainly one can assume that no one would condone the activities of disturbing the prayer and throwing hard items at people that can possibly injure them. One thing is certain, however, based on this, that in Hasidic communities, the custom was to lighten up the mood a little bit due to the great mitzvah to be besimcha at all times and due to the dangers of depression in Avodas Hashem. However, to take that philosophy to do laughing and frivol behavior is certainly not the intent of the Hasidic masters and is certainly forbidden. Regarding holding a baby on Tisha B'Av, so the halacha by Avelus during Shiva, as written in the Mechaber Yeridah 391.1, is that a person should not hold a baby. Being that it's entertaining, it brings joy, babies are full of happiness, full of simcha. And since this is the ruling regarding Shiva, seemingly the same should apply on Tisha B'Av itself. And one should avoid holding a baby for pleasure and entertainment purposes. However, if the baby's crying, or needs to be fed or changed, then certainly you may do so, and I'm not sure how much entertainment there will be involved in doing those acts anyways. Based on all the above, it's clear that one should not play cards or games on Tisha B'Av, as this is lightheaded behavior and removes one's mind from the Avelus, which is the entire reason for why Melach is not allowed to be done on Tisha B'Av till Chatzais, and therefore certainly there's no room to permit such activity on Tisha B'Av. This, however, only applies to adults, while for little children, certainly this is allowed, especially if it's needed to keep them entertained and not to drive the adults to need to break their fast, God forbid.